Acting very rapidly, the Civic Center and the Sulphur Springs ISD have the Civic Center Auditorium back in business after a patch of the portion of the roof that blew off Monday. On the auditorium stage, I talked with Civic Center General Manager Adam Teer.
Well, a small miracle here at this Civic Center Auditorium. No idea that you would be able to get this in this kind of shape. Tell us what's been going on since the roof, a third of the roof disappeared.
Absolutely. Well, we've gotten a lot of help and cooperation from Mr. Frohnberger over at SSISD. He was on site the night it happened when I got here and my maintenance supervisor got here. He was here. We were walking through the damage, trying to survey what we could without going to the roof. But he was quick to call in the company that the school uses to come do patch jobs like this. And they came in and did a phenomenal job in a short amount of time to get us patched up to where we can start having events in here again as soon as Saturday and Sunday for the dance recital.
Sounded like you kind of the way I felt, that they'd probably put a big tarp over it, you know, and just kind of some temporary fix, but apparently they did much more than that.
Absolutely. That's whenever you hear a temporary fix, that's when you drive down the streets, that's what you see, is a lot of blue tarps on people's houses. And I kind of expected the same, not being a novice at this sort of thing that I am. But when they came in, they did a wonderful job. They fixed the roof, and after the rains last night, no new water has come in, so it's watertight that we've found so far. So we've been really impressed with this group.
Yeah, it was tested last night, right?
Yes, sir, it was.
And
we'll have another 4 days worth of testing here this week. So.
But you will have an event that was planned here, right?
Absolutely. The artist dance recital. Mm-hmm. They came through this morning and surveyed the stage. And they know that we're still blowing the curtains out to dry them out, but they were able to use their imagination and know that we've got it all in good shape and we'll have it ready for their recital this weekend.
Anything else? You're without phones right now, is that correct?
Yes, sir. The whole county phone system has been down. The courthouse came up this morning and they haven't just got to the Civic Center yet, and I don't think the Ag Extension office either. But that's small potatoes compared to making sure our stage is in good shape and all our clients are taken care of.
Did you have any other Civic Center damage from the storm?
There was a small amount of damage when the waterproof section of the roof blew off. It blew to the other side of the facility, and in order to get there, it landed on part of our solar panels that we put up not too long ago. It didn't destroy any. It crushed a small part of where the wires come in to bring in the energy, but we've got the solar company coming out to look at that damage and to assess what it'll take to get that fixed. But we are still actually producing some solar energy, just not as much as we usually are. But that was the only other damage, so I thought, comparatively to what our neighbors are going through here down Houston Street, we came off in good shape.
Yeah, there were a lot of things planned for here. I think there was a production, a drama production, of course the Dairy Festival and other things like that, and they all should be a go here, right?
We think so. We're going to take one last look at the theatrical production that's coming through, because they're not just using the stage, they're using a lot of the riggings and things like that. So we're going to try to find a way to get an engineer to look at everything before they come in, because what they want to do, if the roof has had any damage to it that we haven't been able to see yet, just in the patch job or just looking at it, we certainly don't want to put anybody in danger, just in the interest of having a theatrical production. And certainly we don't want to lose that either, but safety is our most important thing. So we'll try to get an engineer out here before we commit yes or no to having that event. But we've got the Dairy Festival coming up, and we think if for some reason the stage wasn't ready, if they were going to do the permanent fix on the roof before then or something like that, we think there's other parts of the facility we can relocate that group. But our plan right now is to have them in here as scheduled.
KSST News.